This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 815, Three Habits of the Most Successful English Students with Henry from Spoken. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we have a special guest on the show. Henry is the CEO and co-founder of Spoken, which lets English language learners learn professional and business English using their favorite messaging apps. Before Spoken, Henry worked for an education technology company called Alchemy Learning, where he made online tools for English teachers. Now, let's meet our guest. Today, Henry from Spoken is back on the show. He has observed hundreds of students over the past 9 months, and he has noticed that they all share the same three habits. What are they? Find out today. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Henry, welcome to All Ears English. How are you?
Hey, Lindsay, thanks for having me back. I'm doing great.
Hey, glad to have you on the show. And so last year, last January, we had you on the show and you told us about why it gets harder to learn English as we get older. I thought that was an interesting episode you did.
Yeah. I can't believe that was already 9 months ago. Time flies.
Time really flies. So for any of our listeners, guys, if you don't know who Henry is the founder of the Spoken app. So Spoken, Henry, could you just really describe really quickly what Spoken is, just in a few sentences?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Spoken, we're your English coach in your pocket. And really, you can interact with Spoken in your own messaging app. So WhatsApp, WeChat, Line, you just add us as a contact, and then you can try English exercises anytime. But more importantly, you can schedule times to chat with coaches or our instructors who are based in the United States to help you work on the topics that matter to you. So business calls, conference calls, meetings, whatever you need. We're really big with professionals, too, who have English needs tied to their job.
Oh, very cool. And I love the fact that you guys use the apps that our listeners are already using, like Line and WhatsApp and WeChat. That sounds so natural because we're already using those apps. So now we can learn English through those apps. I love that. So I know that, Henry, you've talked to a lot of All Ears English listeners who found out about Spoken the first time you were on the show, and they went over and they used Spoken. So you've worked with a lot of students and you've seen what the best students tend to do, what their habits are. Is that right?
Absolutely. And I must say, All Ears listeners are often our best students. It's our favorite group of students because just very proactive, high energy. And that's exactly what we love.
Ooh, I'm glad to hear that. I'm not surprised, but I'm glad to hear it. Excellent. Excellent. That's wonderful to hear, Henry. So let us know then, since now that you're getting more and more students over there at Spoken working with you guys, what are the three habits that the best students tend to follow? What's the first one?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've given thousands and thousands of hours of instruction. So we're learning more and more, you know, what works and what doesn't work from the student standpoint and from the habits and characteristics that students can use and apply to their studying. And so we really found three major characteristics of our best students who advance the most. And the first is that they ask questions. Mm-hmm. So we have hour-long lessons with our instructors, and we find that a great goal is in that hour for the student to ask three questions that are not a part of a lesson, just questions they have that pop up, and be proactive. It's too easy to let time slide by and be a little passive, but when you make a goal to ask questions, it forces you to be in an active mindset, and you're really, really engaging with the material and with the instructor.
I love that, Henry. And that active mindset, I think, is where the learning happens. It's something, some kind of a shift that goes on in our mind when we take responsibility for our learning, right? It's like a shift. And at that moment, when we're asking that question, that learning belongs to us. It's not a passive activity where we're receiving information from a teacher, right?
Exactly. We used to call the old model, the old education model, was the sage on the stage, or the instructor with all the wisdom, just telling it to the students. But now we found, you know, that modern education is asking for more of a guide at the side, where the student and the teacher are working together, both being active to solve the problems that they need to solve.
I love that. I love that. So this is a new way to learn. This is a way that works. I mean, we've found this too in a lot of our programs, that this idea of going out into the world and learning English, starting those conversations, that's what gets us to learn. So guys, the tangible way to do that is to start by asking questions, maybe three questions per lesson, something like that. Would that work?
I think that's a great place to start. And there are questions about, you know, if you're not 100% sure about what something means, for instance, don't let it slide. Don't wait to look it up. Ask now. Or another great question to ask is, when you hear something, ask, well, what are some other ways I can say that? That's a great way to increase the depth and understanding of your English, is to find different ways to ask or to say the same thing.
I love that. And I think that asking questions to that end is also a good way to build confidence, because we get the answer. We feel like we're more present. So guys, set yourself a goal of asking three questions per lesson. I love that. That is one of the habits of the best students. So Henry, what would be the second habit that really, really great students tend to do?
Sure. The second is, a little bit each day goes a long way. Okay. That means every day, carve out a little bit of time to get an English mindset, whether it's listening to All Ears English podcasts, or if it's just taking 10 minutes, you know, at night to study your vocab. Just a little bit each day goes a long way. And especially if you're not living in an English environment, if you have to kind of make time to get yourself in an English mindset, 10, 15, 20 minutes a day, whenever you can fit it in, you know, can really, really help. And it keeps you fresh. And it keeps you fresh in between lessons.
Yeah, I love that idea. And when it comes to building this habit of just a little bit a day goes a long way, Henry, do you think that it's important to do it at the same time every day? Like, for, I know a lot of our listeners, they listen to this show in the morning when they're just leaving their home or they're getting on the train. That's kind of their trigger to listen. Do you think that's important in setting up a habit to keep it at the same time every day?
I absolutely do. Yep. If it gets into your routine, then it's easier to maintain, and you won't fall behind and you know, feel like you're missing out, or that you failed because, you know, you forgot to do it for 3 days. Just a little bit each day at the same time is perfect, because you know what that, you know your schedule and you know what to expect.
I have a secret. I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink. Can I use it where my bra rubs under my... yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
I love that idea. Yeah, that's a manageable way to do it. And if we miss it one day, no problem, guys, right? Connection, not perfection. Move on to the next day and just pick up the habit again. I think that's where people go wrong with habits, is when they get off track and they feel like they've blown it, right? They can't go back. But that's not the way it is, guys. You can always get back on and start fresh on a Monday, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a lot like, you know, a medication. If you miss a day, take it the next day. There's 1 day, 2 days, even 3 days, that's not going to make the big impact, because this is a, and this gets into our, the third point, you know, learning a language, it's not a sprint. It's not all at once and you're going to finish. It takes time and dedication and focus, and you'll see the gains over time as long as you put in a little bit of effort.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what is that third point exactly, Henry, then?
Sure. So it's related. And the third point is, make a realistic schedule for you. Make sure you don't overdo it. So with spoken, our learners choose 1, 2, or 3 hour-long lessons per week.
Okay.
At one point, we had a plan for 5 lessons a week. And you know what we found? We found people get into it, but then it's just too much and they burn out.
Oh, so it's interesting.
It's really, you know, while you can do a little bit each day for the, you know, more what we call the heavy lifting, you know, the lessons that are more time consuming, mm-hmm. and, you know, interacting with English speakers, which can be, you know, a little more, you know, it's exciting, but it's also, you know, takes energy to do.
Yes.
You don't want to have unrealistic expectations for yourself. You want to make a reasonable plan for you. If you can spend 3 hours a week, then great, do it. But it doesn't need to be 6 hours a week or a lesson every day, because you'll end up hitting a wall, as we say. You'll be feeling good, and then boom, it'll just get a little too tiring.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like setting up a diet plan, right? We may have mentioned this the last time we tried to record, right? We can't expect perfection. We can't say, I'm not going to eat anything but fruits and vegetables. And we set that high bar for ourselves. And then immediately we don't accomplish that. And then we feel bad, right? So you've set it up so that you found that the best students do 1 hour a day, 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week, or 3 hours a week. Is that right?
Exactly. And it all depends on their personal schedules, what's best for them, and, you know, and what else they're doing too to supplement their learning too. Like I say, a little bit each day goes a very long way. Okay. And then you can really save up and, you know, really focus on that 1, 2, or 3 hours a week where you have to be very active and engaged.
Yeah, I love that. So when it comes to spoken students, that those hours, the 1 hour a week, 2 hours a week, is that direct time with a native teacher, or what are they doing during that time?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Those are students anytime on spoken can message calendar to the spoken team, get a calendar, and book a lesson anytime they want that is an hour of one-on-one time with one of our trained coaches who lives here in the United States. And from there, we focus on the topics that are important for each learner. So maybe it's focused on pronunciation, or maybe it's focused on some grammatical concepts like phrasal verbs. But it may also be focused on situations, so board meetings or performance reviews or sales calls, just to give people... Just to give learners really good practice sessions where they can improve in those areas.
Yeah, all the situations that could be intimidating, right? But they don't have to be. They don't have to be intimidating, guys. If you've rehearsed them, you know, you've used a program like Spoken, for example, and you've worked with a native English teacher to help you prepare for those situations. We don't have to freeze in these key situations if we're well prepared. I love that. So cool.
Exactly. And a new feature we have on Spoken, too, to help with a little bit each day is we have our anytime exercises. We call them sparks, kind of like you're lighting a fire. And they're little quick exercises that people can do every day to focus on some of those tough to memorize areas like phrasal verbs and different expressions and using articles correctly. So that's something we found too is, and we want people to, when they do it, kind of that little bit each day, not to get too bogged down in their own thoughts. It's quick reaction exercises, because that's part of it too. It's not all about, you know, learning a language isn't all about the academic studying. As you know, with All Ears English, and as All Ears English listeners know, it's a lot of times it's just about getting out and doing it and engaging.
We know that. Absolutely. That's very true. So those are quick activities that our listeners can just go and pick up the app anytime and just engage with those for a few minutes at a time, practice their phrasal verbs real quick or their articles, and then that's it. That's awesome.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that. I like that. So really quickly, Henry, could you just recap those three habits that your best learners, your best listeners are able to do every week? Can you tell us what those are?
Absolutely. The first one, ask questions. A great goal, three questions. If you're having an hour lesson, three questions in an hour is a great place to start. It makes you adopt an active mindset.
Love it.
The second, a little bit each day. And most of your listeners are already doing it. If they're tuning into All Ears English, they're getting in that English mindset each day. And the third is make a realistic schedule. You know, don't overdo it because it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. You'll improve more and more as you go, but you want to make sure you have a nice pace for your learning that works with your schedule. Learning shouldn't feel like a burden.
No.
And especially learning a language shouldn't feel like a burden. It should be something you look forward to.
Yes. Couldn't agree with you more. That's awesome. I love that. So guys, it sounds like Henry over at Spoken has added some new, very cool features to the app. And it's a really good way, especially if you're into business English, but any aspect of English, to drill down deeper, you know, deeper than what you can do with this show. The show is a good starting point. And then you can go on over to Spoken and work with Henry and his team to go deeper. So actually, let's let our listeners know what their offer is for them. What we can offer them something special, Henry, if they go over to Spoken. What can they have?
No, absolutely. So All Ears listeners can go to Spoken and receive two free hour-long lessons with a native speaking coach. So that's two free hours with a coach, nothing to lose.
Okay. That's awesome. That's a really nice offer for our listeners there, guys. So again, as Henry said, nothing to lose. Try this out as a new way to learn English, something new that you can add to your routine in addition to listening to our show. And Henry, any final words of advice for our listeners?
I think, as I said, All Ears listeners, they're our favorite group of learners because by listening to this podcast, you're already being proactive. You're already taking... you're already being in an active mindset and you're building the right attitude. And I think that's the most important part is a great positive attitude, high energy. That's how you'll reach your goals.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Love it. All right. Awesome. Henry, thanks for coming on the show today. And we hope to have you on again soon.
Looking forward to it, Lindsay. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Talk soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.